Married Agents, William and Hope by Jam777. William and Hope sat at a table on the patio of a local cafe in Toulouse, the capital of the French region called Occitanie. Café du Jour was pretty popular, so quite a few people occupied the other tables and the benches that ringed the outdoor dining area. Several couples and families with children were tucking into the establishment's many delicious offerings. Will took in the sight of his lovely wife basking in the bright noonday sun. A gentle breeze ruffled her shoulder-length blonde tresses as she scattered crumbs from the brioche for a few wrens who darted bravely close to her feet to pluck them up. Contentment welled up in him as he took in the cityscape, the beautiful weather, and, of course, his bride of 5 years sitting next to him. Hope snuck another bite of fruit off his plate. She told their waitress that she didn't want anything. William chuckled, bringing a curious glance from Hope. "What's so funny?" she asked. Will shook his head and said, "Nothing. You know, if you were hungry, I would have gotten you something, too. It's just, I think it's funny that you tend to not want anything when you stop somewhere, but you still take food from my plate anyway."
"Well, that is because I'm not usually hungry enough for a whole meal," she said.
Hope put on the innocent angel look.
"Besides, I know my sweet, loving, caring, kind husband doesn't mind sharing with his wonderful wife anyway."
She looked at him from under her eyelashes and batted them. Will couldn't help but feel a twitch in his pants when his wife gave him that look.
"I hate it when you do that," he said with a smile. "It makes me want to do anything for you."
Hope smiled and leaned over to kiss him, slipping him a little tongue in the process. Then she leaned back with a smile on her face and said, "I know, though I doubt you hate it all that much." She reached over into Will's lap, her lips twitching at the jump she felt in his crotch. Her smile widened and she grabbed hold of the precious gift that kept on giving. Will almost leapt out of his seat. He grabbed Hope's hand to make her let go, looking around nervously. Then he glared at Hope. She returned his gaze with a smirk and raised an eyebrow. "Something wrong, honey?" she asked.
"Don't honey me," he said, acting all cute, sweet, and innocent.
Hope laughed. "But I am cute and sweet," she insisted.
"You tell me I'm cute all the time."
Will couldn't help but join in the laughter, though he noted that she hadn't claimed innocence. Then Hope leaned over to whisper into Will's ear, "And you say my lips taste quite sweet." "Both sets of them." As she straightened, she bit the tip of her tongue. She knew full well that if Will hadn't already had issues in his pants, he sure did now. Will glanced over his shoulder again and then tried nonchalantly to adjust his pants.
"Having trouble with something, sweetie? Need me to help you with that?"
Hope offered again, raising an eyebrow with a suggestive half-smile. Will narrowed his eyes and said, "You do know that you shouldn't start something that you can't finish, right?"
"Oh, I definitely know how to finish. In fact, I would finish us both."
At that moment, their waitress snorted and giggled. She continued to their table, though she was blushing madly. Hope thought her to be quite young, in her early 20s at most. But she noticed the ring on her left hand and said, "I'm sure you know how to finish too, am I right?" William shook his head at his wife's boldness, thinking about how shy and reserved Hope had been when they first met. He did a double take when the young waitress blushed again, but gave a short nod. The waitress asked if they would like a refill for their water. Will and Hope both said, "Yes, thank you." The waitress said, "I'll take your plate if you're finished, sir." She stressed the word "finish."
"Not yet. I think my wife wants more."
William suddenly stopped and looked sharply at the waitress and then to his wife, who both wore sly smiles.
Now, it was his turn to blush. Both ladies broke out laughing at Will's obvious discomfort. When she could speak again, Hope said, "Well done, Mademoiselle. My husband seems to be at a loss for words for once." The waitress brushed the corner of her eye with the back of her hand and said, "Thank you for the laugh, madame. I'll come back with some more water in a moment. Maybe you'll have finished." The waitress gave Hope a wink as she walked away. Will, who was in the process of saying thank you, stopped after he saw the wink, realizing she'd got him again. Will watched his wife have another giggling fit at what the waitress said and took in her beauty. Hope embodied the attractiveness that he and his friends growing up would call ridiculously beautiful. Long, wavy, platinum blonde hair reached the middle of her back when she let it down, but today she pulled it into a high ponytail, accentuating the curve and length of her neck. And her face just shone when she was in good humor, as at that moment. Her voice, and especially her laughter, were like music to his soul, radiating warmth and love. Her deep blue eyes communicated her intelligence and could make him feel like he was falling into them if he looked too long. Today's blue summer dress, worn with a white short-sleeve bolero, matched them perfectly. Its pattern reminded Will of the ripples of the Garonne when they'd taken the river cruise, and it showed off the tasteful amount of cleavage as it flowed down her body to the end of her lower thighs. She sat with her legs crossed, which showed off her long, shapely, and slightly tanned legs. White sandals encased her pretty feet with their white painted toenails, completing her ensemble. Will not only noticed the continued throbbing in his pants, but also that he couldn't help but fall in love with her all over again just from looking at her, much less when she giggled like this. "What are you staring at?" Hope asked as she wiped the tears from her eyes and got control of herself. Will simply smiled and said, "Just the most beautiful woman on this planet and the greatest blessing a man could ever have asked for." Hope smiled warmly, feeling herself heat up from her husband's compliment. "Thank you, honey, but I'm pretty sure that I'm blessed even more to have such a handsome and honorable man to call my husband." Will chuckled at this and reached over to put his hand over Hope's. Hope clasped it in between her own and looked at Will, taking in his ruggedness. It would be hard to overstate how handsome she found her husband with his green eyes and black hair that he wore in a short-cropped high fade. Will's strong jaw set off the rest of his face, giving him the look of a star from an action movie or a military man. She let her eyes trail across his big, strong shoulders that, combined with his chest, made the black t-shirt he wore seem tight. The vision caused a part of Hope to heat up as it usually did, a heat that rapidly spread to between her legs. The couple leaned in and gave each other a deep kiss, meant to convey the great love they had for one another. The waitress returned with their water, stopped and watched the couple as they kissed. Wearing a wide smile, she admired the kind of love they showed, not only in this kiss. When she'd come to their table earlier, she'd seen both of them staring at each other with smiles on their faces. She couldn't wait to get off work and get home to her own husband. With it being their first anniversary, he promised her a wonderful night together. She blushed, suddenly thinking about the joke she shared with Hope, and how she was definitely going to get to finish after her shift ended. She shook her head and then cleared her throat respectfully to get the couple's attention. Will and Hope finally separated and looked at the girl, both with a look of almost serenity. Hope, who was feeling really warm between the legs after her husband made her favorite tongue movements in her mouth, decided it was a good time to go right now. There was no reason to stay since the target hadn't arrived during the window of time given by their mission director. "Mademoiselle, I'm afraid we won't be needing that water after all. I think it's time for us to go," Hope said as she looked back at Will. They exchanged a look, charged with unspoken meaning. Will stood up and said, "Thank you for your excellent service." He reached into his pocket and pulled out enough euros for the meal and extra for a generous tip. Will handed the money to the waitress and said, "Keep the change." Doing the math quickly, the waitress looked up and said, "Je vous remercie." Will smiled, then grasped Hope's hand. "Au revoir," they both said. Hope, allowing Will to lead her away, winked at the girl as they passed and said quietly, "Hope you get the finish soon." The girl blushed again and said, "Me too. Au revoir, madame." As she watched them leave, she had the thought that the lady was surely going to get to finish by the look on her husband's face and the obvious bulge in his pants. She felt a tingle between her legs again, looking forward to the night to come with her husband. Then she shook her head and turned to go wait on the other tables. Will and Hope practically ran back to their hotel. After they got into the elevator, Will grabbed Hope and pulled her against him, pinning her against the back wall of the elevator. He began kissing her passionately. Only the need to breathe stopped them. As Hope tilted her head back, panting, Will's lips found her throat. He slid Hope's jacket slightly off her left shoulder to continue kissing down her neck and shoulder. Hope smiled, her eyes rolling back and fluttering shut as she allowed Will to work his magic. His left hand slid down Hope's back and grabbed her backside, squeezing her butt cheek and drawing her sharp exhale from her. He let go of her jacket with the other hand and used it to rub and squeeze her breast. Hope ran her fingers through Will's short hair as he continued to kiss and suck on her shoulder and neck, probably giving her a hickey. But she couldn't bring herself to care at that moment. She let out a moan. Her other hand rubbed his neck and then ran down his manly chest to the bulge that seemed to throb and get bigger with her touch. The wetness between her thighs increased because of it. She pressed her hips into his and slid her leg up along the length of his, exposing more of her thigh. Then she began to slightly hunch against his pelvis as her hand continued to play with his bulge. Will grasped Hope's leg as she raised it. Holding her leg up, he began to stroke it back and forth between her knee and pelvis. The smell of her intoxicated him, and he was overcome by the smoothness of her upper leg, the softness of her breast, and now her breathing shortened the more he touched her. Hope smiled to hear Will growl slightly as she continued to play with his bulge. She loved it when he did that. It made her want to unzip his pants to get a better handle on the situation, but the elevator bell dinged and the door opened. Hope came back down to earth. As her eyes focused, she found her gaze over Will's shoulder, met by a young man, probably still in his late teens. Honey, we're not alone. Her stage whisper caused Will to let go of Hope and turn around quickly. The young man seemed shocked as he looked from Will over to Hope, who was busy trying to pull her jacket back over her shoulders and her dress back down over her legs at the same time. Sorry, he stammered. Will cleared his throat and stepped back to allow the young man into the elevator. Then he cleared it again to draw the young man's attention after he kept staring at Hope. "Going up?" Will asked. The young man looked sharply up at Will and said, "What?" Will smiled and asked him again which direction he needed to go. The young man replied, "Up, yeah, up." Will thought from his accent he might be American too. He asked, "What floor?" Stepping on to stand in front of Will, he answered, "The fifth floor, please," before turning to face the front of the elevator. Will hit the appropriate button and then stepped back to stand beside his wife. The guy looked over his shoulder at Hope again, obviously appreciating what he saw. Hope smiled back and then grabbed Will's hand. She appreciated the nonverbal compliment but wanted to remind him of her taken status. This seemed to snap him out of his daydream. He must have noticed that he was staring at her because he looked forward again. Hope shared a knowing look with Will, who smiled and shrugged as if to say, "Well, you are beautiful." Once the elevator door slid open at the fifth floor, the young man turned to the couple once more and said in a quiet voice, "Have a good night." Then he took one more long glance at Hope and got off the elevator. Will nodded toward him and said, "You too." Once the doors closed, Will sighed at Hope. She looked up into Will's face and said, "Well, that just happened." Will couldn't help but laugh. "Yep, it looks like someone is going to be thinking about a certain beautiful woman he saw on an elevator during his me time." Hope turned scarlet at this and chuckled, but then stopped to ask, "Do you think so?" Will's eyes fell to Hope's chest and he smiled, noticing why the young man was probably staring longer than was appropriate. "Well, considering you're an extremely beautiful woman and also your right boob is kind of hanging out of your dress," Will said awkwardly, rubbing the back of his head. Hope began to laugh before she stopped and looked down to find that she hadn't fixed her dress completely. Her right breast, the one Will was playing with, remained partially revealed, almost to the nipple. She squeaked and hid her face in Will's chest. She wished she could melt into him and hide. Then she stepped back, straightened the front of her dress, covering up, though still noticing how hard her nipples were. When she was done, she smacked Will's arm. Will recoiled and asked, "What was that for?" "For not warning me," Hope replied. Will, rubbing his smarting bicep, said, "I didn't know. I was too busy being embarrassed that I just got caught making out with and groping my wife." Hope folded her arms and faked a pout while saying, "Then for not being able to control yourself until we got back to the room, or at least for not being able to hold off from undressing me." Will, kind of annoyed now, snapped back, "I don't remember you being the voice of reason or stopping me." He stopped once he noticed his wife's crafty smile. "How do you keep doing that to me?" Will asked, frustrated but less annoyed now. "Simple. I'm smarter than you," Hope deadpanned. Will just threw up his hands and chuckled, shaking his head. The elevator dinged as they arrived on the eighth floor. Will led the way to their room and fished out the key card to open the door. He let Hope enter before him and once inside set the security lock on the door. When he turned back around, he was greeted by one of the most beautiful scenes he had ever witnessed. Hope had already taken off her jacket, and facing Will, she swiped the straps of her dress off her shoulders, allowing it to fall to the floor. The dress slowly slid down her body, almost as if time had slowed to a crawl. Maybe time couldn't handle such beauty being revealed too quickly. Will knew the feeling. Standing nude before her husband, Hope asked, "Now, where were we?" Will didn't answer. He just stared at his beautiful wife, standing before him in all her God-given and naked glory. Hope reached up, took the elastic from her ponytail, and set her long hair free. Head back, eyes shut, she shook it loose. The early afternoon sun coming in through the open balcony window lit up her platinum blonde hair with a glow. When Hope slowly opened her eyelids again, she pierced Will right through to the heart with those beautiful deep ocean blue eyes. A breeze suddenly gusted through, causing the white curtains to fan out behind Hope. It made Hope's hair momentarily fly across her face until she pushed it back behind her ear and revealed that magical smile of hers. Will was struck speechless and frozen, but only momentarily. He practically ran at Hope, sweeping her into his arms. He kissed her with all the passion God had seen fit to give him the capability to express for this wonderful gift. Again, time seemed to slow down almost to the point of stopping as Will and Hope kissed with a love that can only be shared by a husband and wife. Hope, momentarily caught off guard by Will's surprise attack, just let herself melt into her husband before returning his passion with her own. The two's kissing heated up as their tongues fought over whose mouth should house them both. They almost looked like they were trying to eat each other's faces. Finally, Will pulled away from Hope enough to smile and ask, "Does that answer your question?" Hope still had her eyes closed and her mouth open. Her tongue protruded slightly where Will's had left it. She opened her eyes and blinked rapidly. "What?" she asked, confused at Will's sudden stop and remark. Will, smiling, said, "Nothing. I don't need the answer." Hope decided they didn't need to say any more and attacked Will's mouth again. Will slowly lay down with Hope underneath him. As their kissing heated up again, Will ran his hands through Hope's long, beautiful hair before slowly moving one down Hope's neck, then shoulder, then the chest. There he spent some time on her breast. His hands ran down Hope's side before pulling her leg up on his back and rubbing back and forth on her upper thigh. Hope kept on fighting with Will's tongue for dominance of his mouth. She buried one hand in his hair while the other rubbed the back of his neck and upper back. The hand that was rubbing Hope's breasts, Will now moved down her strong core to reach the landing strip that led to the place Will loves to run away to. He played in the short blonde curls there before he moved his hand down further to Hope's shaved lower lips. As Will began to play with Hope's outer lips, Hope moaned into his mouth. Will started rubbing the upper part of Hope's vagina and knew he found her special spot when she suddenly stopped kissing and tilted her head completely back while arching her back and moaning. He smiled, looking at his wife, and continued to rub her clit while the other hand moved up to her breast and began to rub it the way he knew she liked it. Hope lowered her back down onto the bed and opened her eyes only slightly, looking at her husband with a beautiful smile. Her face grew red, her breathing sped up, and her hands now gripping handfuls of Will's shirt. Will, with a knowing look, began kissing the sweet spot around the middle of her neck. Will had become proficient at finding it quickly. As he sped up the movements of both his hands, Hope's breath caught, and she arched up again, letting out a strained breath that turned into another moan. Will worked his way down Hope's shoulder and upper chest until he got to the other breast. He started kissing and sucking on it, not wanting to leave it out of the party. Hope's moan became a squeal before she said, "Will, honey, please." Will stopped to look Hope in the face and ask, "What, sweetheart?" before he went right back to what he was doing. Hope again arched. "You know what?" Still straining to speak with all the pleasure her husband was giving her, she paused to breathe rapidly a couple of times more before continuing, "Stop teasing me. I need you to finish me now." Hope had to pause to breathe in between each word and raise her voice with the last one. Still rubbing her clit in one breast, Will stopped sucking on the other to look at his wife's face and say, "Come on, sweetheart, don't forget to use your manners. You have to say please." Hope, still straining from all the pleasure, begged, "Please, Will, I need it." Will laughed before saying, "I don't know about need. Need implies that you can't live without something." Will smiled rather teasingly. Hope, who knew how literal her husband could be, did not feel like arguing semantics. Her body was on fire and her pleasure center was burning. Will rubbed her enough to keep her climbing, but not enough to finish. Hope hated and loved when he teased her this way, but she reached the point where she was definitely hating it. Hope began to shout, "William, Robert, Parker, you better finish me now," but was interrupted by Will suddenly pushing two fingers into her vagina while his thumb continued to rub her clit. This forced Hope to stop speaking and take a deep breath. Will loved to tease his wife, but didn't want to push her too far. He loved her too much to hold off giving her what she wanted. So he slid off the bed to come face to face with his precious blessing that his wife shared for the first time on their wedding night. He buried his face into her lips, licking from the bottom to the top. With his hands, he spread her open to reveal her hard clit, which he sucked into his mouth. Hope had already reached the brink with all the stimulation that her husband had given her. Now she jumped off the cliff into the river of her orgasm and got swept away into the powerful currents. Her body arched even higher than before, and she let out the breath she'd been holding in a sound somewhere between a moan and a scream. Hope didn't think she could experience any higher pleasure, but Will proved her wrong when starting to stroke in and out of her rapidly. With his fingers curled upwards, he found her special spot on the inside. Hope immediately hit a second, stronger orgasm, yelling out and starting to lose control of her limbs. Will, knowing that Hope could be overstimulated at this point, stopped to get back in the bed and hold Hope while she settled back down to earth. Hope continued to shake and almost thrash in Will's arms for several moments. She didn't know exactly how long it lasted. Only a minute, or was it several? She wasn't sure. But once she finally regained control of her body and began to breathe deeper, she opened her eyes to see Will looking at her. He smiled in a way that only a husband can after giving his wife such bliss. Hope turned her face to his and kissed him deeply with a passion, expressing her gratitude and love. Hope pulled her head back and said, "God really went out of his way to bless me with such a giving husband, one who likes to give his wife pleasure even more than he likes to receive it." Will gave a short laugh before saying, "Well, he also blessed me with a beautiful wife who gives more than I could ever give in return." Hope teared up slightly at that and pushed her head into Will's chest, shaking her head. "I think it's mutual," she said. "And I do intend to make sure you get to finish, too." She reached down and grabbed that bulge in Will's shorts. It seemed to have gotten quite wet since the last time she had it in her hand. Hope smiled at that, closing her eyes. "I just need a couple of minutes before we continue, okay?" Will pulled his wife deeper into his embrace and said, "Take your time, sweetheart. I'm enjoying myself quite a bit right here. Holding the wife I love so much that it hurts sometimes." With her heart in her throat, Hope allowed herself to melt further into her husband's embrace and hummed sweetly.